We start now the second week of Lent, and the question arises, well, what about all our sins? What are we supposed to do about our sin? And the two readings answer the question. First, ask pardon from God. And second, pardon everybody else. And so we have these two texts. The book of Daniel is full of these prayers, you see. Lord, great and awesome God, you who keep your merciful covenant toward those who love you and observe your commandments. That's who you are, God. And we have sinned, been wicked, and done evil. We have rebelled and departed from your commandments and your laws. Somebody might say, well, I didn't do all that. Oh, yes, you did. And not only that, but you're part of a people that does that all the time. You know, we're part of the Catholic Church. And so we sin. And we're asking mercy, not just for me, but for everybody in the chapel, but for the whole world. You see? We have not obeyed your servants, the prophets. I was thinking when that was being read out, just a tiny point, not a tiny point, but the prophets, John Paul II, wrote an encyclical on keeping the Sabbath. Do we do it? You see? We have not obeyed your servants, the prophets. That was a prophetic message from the Vicar of Christ. And has it made any difference in the way we keep the Shabbat? Especially now that we're in Lent. See what a delicate conscience can do? This man praying, you see. Justice, O Lord, is on your side. That's a technical phrase, if you don't mind, you see. When there's a lawsuit, two people can argue it out in front of the judge. And one might say, finally, Sirikalecha, justice is on your side. Well, the just judge can say it, Sirikalecha. You see? So, where this and this and this are going wrong, you haven't noticed, I suppose, how much is going wrong. Why? Because we didn't repent for our sins. We didn't change. And glory be to God, you know, all the stuff that's being manifested now about the church, it's humiliating, right? But at least now we can repent. That's a break. It's easier to repent now than in purgatory. And so, you see, justice is on your side. You're accusing us, Sirikalecha Adonai, justice is on your side. We are shamefaced like our kings, our princes, our fathers. But you, O Lord, yours, O Lord, are compassion and forgiveness. It's not just that Sudaka is on his side, huh? But compassion and forgiveness are proper to him. So now we're ready. Well, what's the way to get forgiven? Well, the Lord tells us, right? Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. That's just good business. Stop judging, stop condemning. In your heart and in your lips. You see? Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. I was getting this ready upstairs, of course, praying a bit, and I said, Lord, I started going over everybody who's ever done me some serious harm. And I'm, Lord, I forgive him, I forgive him, I forgive him. And I do. I'm not just doing that so I don't get hit, you know. But, you see, and then give. And gifts will be given to you. Good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you. So if you're forgiving everybody, the Lord is saying, I'm going to forgive you. Pretty simple, isn't it? And so we have in these two readings, first, how to acknowledge our sins, and second, how to get forgiven. Forgive. It's pretty simple. But that's where inner freedom comes from. In fact, in the desert, the old monks had this criterion. They prayed every day to forgive their enemies. And when finally they knew that that had taken root in the very depth of their spirit, then they knew they were forgiven. Because the Lord said it.